Well, it changes the economics of shipping cargo from Asia to the United States, which is some of the biggest volume of movements. And with the newer ships, the cost per ton mile to ship something will come down dramatically, Tom. And that allows the East Coast ports to compete against the West Coast ports. Right now, most of the Asian traffic comes into Long Beach or into West Coast ports and then is put onto trains and then shipped across the country.
I've been hearing a lot about these new Panamax ships that they're widening the Panama Canal to accommodate. How much bigger are these ships?
Well, they're much bigger, and they need deeper ports, 50 feet of depth. But importantly, the current maximum ship that can get through the Panama Canal can carry 5,000 trailer equivalent units, or 20-foot equivalent units. So think of, you know, those shipping containers. 5,000 of them is the maximum. After the expansion, a ship will be able to carry 13,000. So, therefore, the cost per ton mile will come down dramatically because the ships are much bigger and they can carry a lot more freight.
Well, as you know, Hank, Governor Scott held a big ceremony at the Port of Miami in March to announce a $77 million project to dredge and deepen that port to accommodate those new larger ships. How do you think Miami will do in competing for that Panamax shipping business? Because, you know, other ports in Florida and elsewhere would also like to attract that business. So how does Miami stack up?
Miami has a competitive advantage because it's the closest U.S. port to the Panama Canal. But it doesn't have rail to the port. It has limited amount of truck capacity. So I'm not at all convinced that many Panamax ships will actually come to the Port of Miami. There's no other ports in Florida that are either deep enough or have bridge heights high enough to be able to accommodate these ships. Many of our Florida ports do not have rail directly at the port, amazingly enough, including the Port of Miami. So the transshipment from this huge ship to get all these containers off, where are they going to go next, is the problem. Therefore, the traffic is more likely to go up the East Coast. Charleston is the deepest port in the South. It has a major expansion going on now. There is talk about building a special ocean port between Savannah and Charleston, and the states have written a compact and put some money up to do that. Norfolk is the deepest port on the East Coast and is already able to accommodate the ships. And in New York, they're raising the Bayonne Bridge. Imagine that, raising the bridge to make it high enough so the big ships can get underneath it and serve the Newark, New York ports, Tom.
Well, now, if Miami is too far south, are there other possible locations in Florida that would be perhaps better candidates for construction of a deep water port or deepening of a port?
Sure. Tampa is a great situation. The bridge is an obstacle, as we discussed, but the port is pretty deep and there is rail to the port because the phosphate trains actually come right to the port. So that has the rail combination that's important. Most of the other East Coast ports do not have rail. Jacksonville has rail, but the problem in Jacksonville is it's a very long and circuitous route up the St. Johns River to get to the port. The big ships really can't navigate that. So Jacksonville, just because of its location, isn't going to work that way. Canaveral has the same types of problems. So I don't really see it.